see. Then, did you ever have any fruit trees here?
Not really. Had some peach trees. Matter of fact, we had a couple of peach trees when we lived on the other house. Mm-hmm. It wasn't cultivated. I think
and
those
plum trees.
Plum trees, that's right. Peach trees.
But many people have pear trees.
Mm-hmm. Pear tree must have been 50 pear
and
trees.
Fig trees.
Yeah, we got fig trees. Sugar figs. Remember, the Branchwood had about a half acre planted in pear trees. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Well, lots of people have those now.
What they did with all those pears, I don't know.
Because they're very pretty when they flower in the spring.
Yeah.
And mulberry trees. They grew wild. Well, they grew wild. They grew because the old thaw planted them, so make the silk. But so there's a lot of mulberry trees still around. I think there's one still at the cemetery. There was up in recent years.
And a cherry, you know, the inside part, the part you don't eat.
A pit stone. I don't know. Stone, I call it.
You call it stone.
Some people call it pit. Bankers call it pit. I think.
What about on a peach?
It's a stone, I guess.
Stone too. You know, they get two different kinds of peaches. One kind where
clingstone,
and
freestone.
And freestone. Mm. Then what about different kinds of nuts?
Oh, some of my friends. the hickory nut, walnut. Hickory nuts, of course, we had a bunch of different kind of hickory nuts, by the way. Some were round, some were oval shaped. We had two hickory nut trees a few years ago, those died. One of them had perfectly delicious, round, very thick skull. I had to break it back. I think there probably still little holes in that brick wall there. We used to break open hickory nuts. And then the other, the oval, was quite as good. Don't have chestnuts around here. That's horse chestnuts or buckeye. Not many.
Pecans.
Oh, that's a great crop, of course, South Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I think some pecan trees around. Oh, down the courthouse. Used to be two or three huge pecans. One down at the library, yeah. I think.
Father had them over at our house, but the squirrels got all the nuts. Never
and Polly had a great pecan tree and brings us up a mess of pecans every year down on 400 block of Telfair Street. And there was one huge pecan tree there and their museum yard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it used to be, I think, so there. And hickory nuts, walnuts, black walnuts, English walnuts. No, none of those around here. Now, the black walnuts are in Georgia. I haven't seen any around Augusta.
What about the kind you dig up from the ground?
Jimmy Carter's. Gubbers. Now, I'm surprised somebody hadn't featured gubber with Carlin's campaign. Gubber peas. We used to call them gubbers as children, half laughingly.
They were also called
ground peas.
That's
right, ground peas.
Peanuts, ground peas.
Well, folks used to call them ground peas.
Hmm?
In fact, I think peanut is a rather recent term. Well, ground peas were more frequently used. That's right.
Hmm.
Ground peas, peanuts, and gubbers.
There's a kind of fruit that you get, it's about as big as an apple, except it's got a tough skin like a lemon.
I mean the orange?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
And of course, there's a mock orange, too, if you don't eat it.
Let me see. You've given me so many things, so many good... so much good information earlier. Just an ordinary conversation. I'm able to skip all kinds of things. Then, actually, I'm just about out of this side. I probably ought to let it just go ahead and run right off.